Good morning, it's 7:44. I'm Liam Connors with this VPR News. On Sunday, customers will begin shopping for their 2016 insurance plans on Vermont Health Connect, and that means Judgment Day for a new piece of software that's supposed to help the state avoid the technical glitches that plagued last year's enrollment process. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, administration officials say this time around, the exchange will be ready for prime time.
Lawrence Miller is chief of healthcare reform for the Shulman administration and overseer of Vermont Health Connect. Miller was in the same position last year when the state had to resort to manual data entry to process tens of thousands of insurance applications.
So that's the source of a lot of the errors that you heard about last year that were related to billing errors. It contributed to the large change of circumstance backlog that we had. It was really a very, very challenging process.
Miller is feeling far more optimistic about prospects for open enrollment this fall.
It's like night and day compared to last year. We'll be managing to accomplish in a few days what took 4.5 months last year.
According to Miller, the technical shortcomings that necessitated the laborious manual workarounds in 2014 have been fixed by a piece of software that arrived at Vermont Health Connect at the beginning of October. Health Connect staff and contractors have spent the last few weeks putting the technology through its paces.
That's worked out very well. We've identified a couple of things that needed minor corrections, made those minor corrections.
And Miller says that with a few exceptions, customers should expect smooth sailing when they try to navigate their way through the online insurance marketplace. Corey Gustafson is Director of Government and Public Relations at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Vermont, the state's largest private insurer. Gustafson says Blue Cross is cautiously optimistic.
Time will tell. We're encouraged by the progress we've seen, but the true test of the system will be on November 1st when individuals begin enrolling in 2016 plans.
Blue Cross officials, however, say the long-term integrity of Vermont Health Connect hinges on more than just the success of the open enrollment process. Even if the exchange can achieve optimal functionality, Gustafson says it's unclear to Blue Cross at this point if the state has the financial capacity to support maintenance and operation of the exchange over the long haul.
I think we've learned over the last few years that IT is not an inexpensive endeavor, and so it would be important for the state to look at the costs and benefits of running its own exchange.
To that end, Blue Cross is calling for an independent assessment of Vermont Health Connect, where outside contractors would investigate whether it's the right path for Vermont to commit to. Miller says he's convinced that the program is the best solution for Vermont's system-wide healthcare needs.
We've had any number of independent assessments at this point. I don't think we're likely going to spend money on another one.
Miller says that since Vermont's exchange also supports Medicaid beneficiaries, the federal government will cover a major portion of ongoing expenses. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.